Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Russellville Indians. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune, and before Kyle and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Russellville head coach Tim Rullo.
When you get to a point where you weren't able to play earlier, right, you're just excited that you're getting a chance to continue going on. And I think that's, honestly, the first, excuse me, and message to the boys is very much that, like, hey, we're just so blessed that we're getting this chance to go and compete, and you never want to take any of those opportunities for granted. And I think the biggest thing is we're a lot different team than we played them. What we're trying to do offensively has definitely evolved over the season, and so we're excited about just continuing that development, because again, we want to continue to see our guys play well and continue to learn and grow, because again, we were limited, right? We just didn't do as much offensively back in week three, and it was really only our second game of the season, and so we were still very much in our infancy and what we were trying to do there. We're still in the beginning stages, and so now we're able to do a lot more, and we're still growing and getting better. But definitely, that in my mind is a point of emphasis, just learning and executing offensively what we want to do. Well, again, ultimately, Sweet Springs is a really good team, and they, they've got their 8 or 9 seniors that play both ways, and, they've got a junior fullback that's very talented as well, and, they're a load, and I think you've seen that, because you're talking about a team who, started off losing week one, but has really finished well here and jumped all the way up, to a 2 seed, so you have to be impressed with what they've been able to do. They've knocked off some bigger programs here these last 2 weeks. I mean, they beat a class 4 school 2 weeks ago, beat a class 3 school last week, beat both of them well, by over 14 points, which gave them all the points they could get. And that's why they were able to jump up, because for a while there, you're talking, they were a 5 seed, mm-hmm. and they would jump all the way up to a 2 seed. So, hats off to them. For us defensively, I think the biggest thing is, again, we just, what we need to do is we just continue to tackle better, need to continue to take the football away, and then just get the ball, right? Get as many ball carriers or as many defenders to the ball as possible. And, it's a process, and it's an identity that we want to develop here for this season and the future, just how we're really going to run the ball. We're going to swarm to it, and then when we get there, we're going to take it away. And so, we're teaching, and that's part of that teaching progression that we're teaching our guys, and it's been a point of emphasis this week for sure.
All right, that was Russellville head coach Tim Rullo, and before I start to talk to Kyle, let's just take with the close of the regular season, let's take a moment to thank some of our Goal Line sponsors this season. We'd like to thank Stockman Construction, Summit Auto Service and Tire, and Graves & Associates CPAs. So, Kyle, I guess this was one of those weeks where you go, we're not coming off a loss, so I guess that's good. The bad part is we're not coming off a game. So it was kind of a weird sort of happenstance, but again, something we've become accustomed to in the time of COVID last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was unfortunate for Russellville. A couple players apparently tested positive for COVID. As far as I know, no one was symptomatic. It seems like everybody's going to be back and ready to play this week, so best case scenario in a bad scenario.
Sure. I was going to say, it doesn't take much when you've got a roster of, 22 players to all of a sudden, even one all of a sudden starts to test your depth. And then, we've got to be, overly cautious with this sort of thing. So it kind of came up late in the week. It was kind of one of those things where, timing's never great. But it was one of those where you just go, well, I guess that's, we just got a week to prepare for the postseason then at that point, because that kind of brings to an abbreviated end to a regular season that it ends up at your 2 wins and 5 losses. So it's one of those things where, yes, there were things where you look at it and go, okay, well, some good, some bad, kind of, we also had an interruption for COVID earlier in the season too, so we kind of ended the way we kind of started in some ways. But it gets us to the postseason at this point, so it ends up being the sort, Class 1 District 5 ends up shaking out to the point where Russellville ends up as the 7 seed. The reward is a trip to 2nd seed Sweet Springs, and Gosh, why does that sound familiar to me for some reason? Oh, I guess it's because these two teams have already played this season, and if you go back all the way to September 10th, I guess that was a game where Sweet Springs beat Russellville 45-6. So we've kind of seen this game already. I guess my question for you is, what's changed maybe since way back then and now to the fact we're getting this game will take place on October 9th or so from September 10th to October 29th? What do we kind of see as the storylines going into this one?
Sure. And, you know, you mentioned what's changed. Oddly enough, just wanted to point out what's the same. You mentioned Russellville is the second time they've missed a game for COVID this year. Last time was week two, building up to play Sweet Springs in week three.
Right.
I would say kind of the biggest thing that's changed for Russellville specifically, they've implemented a lot of new parts of their offense. You know, they were pretty basic early in the year, a lot of just kind of running up the middle, you know, maybe some stop routes, some wide receiver screens. They've diversified a lot more on offense, especially in the option game with quarterback Jesse Daniel being able to take the ball on his own a lot more recently. So there's some new aspects to the offense. The defense has played better significantly, especially, you know, against Paris in homecoming was probably their best performance overall, which will be important because kind of the key to that week three game was Sweet Springs was able to just score and score and score.
Right.
And, you know, Russellville really couldn't do anything to stop him at that point.
Yeah. So, you know, again, with the cancellation of the game last week, you kind of, it's a game you probably wanted to play from some standpoint, from the fact that it was Slater who ends the regular season at 0-8, and you're kind of maybe hoping to maybe get that as a springboard to the regular, to the first game of the postseason, close out the regular season strong. So you don't get that. But I guess if you're trying to look for positives from a standpoint, not only is it to give you time maybe to get those kids that tested positive for COVID and make sure that they're ready to go this week, it gets you a chance to get, you know, maybe another week of rest for some of those nagging injuries so that you're probably not going to be any more well-rested or healthier than you would be kind of after an off week, at, you know, heading right into the postseason. So I guess let's look at it from the good point. Are the Indians looking at that as a positive? And how does Coach Rulo feel about maybe the extra prep time for, you know, a part of the season where it's win or go home?
You know, I've asked him kind of that question a couple different ways. And, you know, of course, you don't want to make light of a bad situation
sure.
with COVID. But, yeah, having that week where nobody's taken any hits, it probably does help. They've had a couple guys who have missed some time now. And guys who, you know, early in the season were important to the team. So
sure.
It's much more likely that they'll be back this week than it would have been last week.
Okay.
You know, but the extra prep time, it was kind of up in the air. It, you know, the way
sure.
District 5 played out, there was a lot of switching in the last week. Like, Sweet Springs went from, you know, a middle seed to the 2 seed
okay.
in basically the last 2 weeks because they went out and played a Class 4 and a Class 3 team
okay.
and beat them both. It looked for a while like Harrisburg would probably end up being the 2 seed after they lost to Fayette, who ended up as the 1. But Harrisburg dropped, I think, to the 4.
Okay.
You know, it, like, there was a lot of movement. So, you know, when Russellville made this decision that they were going to cancel last week, you know, there was no way to really know who they'd end up playing.
Sure.
So, you know, there was no extra couple of days to be ready to play Sweet Springs because you might have ended up playing Harrisburg.
True. Fair point.
Had you lost, you could have ended up playing Fayette, you know.
Yep.
There was just no way to really know for that extra time.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Yeah, so I guess, you know, if you're looking forward, you look at it and go, okay, well, the winner of this game then will play either 3 South Callaway or 6 Tipton. I feel like, you know, at this point, you're just kind of looking to just, I mean, you don't care who you play at this point. You just want to get to the point where you can advance. So I guess the biggest thing is, what maybe is the biggest key for you know, Russellville being able to advance this week?
I would say, I mean, the defense, you know, it's hard to keep up with the team if they're able to do what Sweet Springs did in week 3.
Right.
And just score, I think it was on 5 of 7 drives that the offensive starters were out there. You're just not going to be able to keep up with
sure.
that. So, you know, taking the ball away, getting a couple extra possessions, that's, you know, repeatedly been what Coach Rulo has told me has been kind of a key thing for their defense, which
yeah.
I agree that, you know, if they're able to steal a couple possessions, then I think they've got a good chance of keeping it close to the point where, you know, something crazy might happen in the final quarter.
Yeah. So I guess that's just a natural transition to the prediction point. And how do you feel about do they get to that point where they're maybe within a possession late in the fourth quarter?
I hate to say it. I think Sweet Springs is probably just going to roll through this one. You know, maybe 28-12-ish, something like that.
All right. Well, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.